are you waiting outside here?
Because this is absolutely the best Indian food I've ever tasted. And I travel all the way from New Brunswick. When I come here, this is where I go.
How far is New Brunswick from Vancouver?
By plane, it's about 7 hours. It's the other side of the world in Canada.
Okay, so you said you don't normally eat Indian food, but you come to Vidge's.
I never eat Indian. Yeah, so the first time I came, I was brought by some colleagues, and it was the best food I've ever tasted, seriously.
You said way back when you were starting out, and your father came here, and he gave you $23,000 to put toward a restaurant. You found a little place a few blocks from where we're sitting right now, the original restaurant, and it was a Lebanese place. And so rather than converting it right away, you said you didn't have enough money to do that, so you started cooking falafels?
Yeah, you know, imagine this. So you bought something, it's like going into a house. When you have all the money that you need to buy the house, you just move into the house quietly and you settle in for a little bit just to see what people are going to do. Because if I had closed the place down, I would need cash, and I didn't have any more left. I was hardly able to pay my rent the next month, so I needed that cash. So I could not even afford the next day losing $100 on closing the place down. I needed that cash, $100, in order to survive. Because if I sold $100, that means on my tips, I made $10, and that $10 was my survival that day.
So you decide then early on, you're a month or so into your restaurant, you start converting things and changing a little bit, adding a garam masala to something or changing the falafel up or the kebabs, and then that's kind of how you start down this path?
Right. So I knew that if I couldn't close the full place down, because if I had, then it would completely change and I may lose that $100 in sale. So what I did was, instead of doing chicken tawuk, for example, or a tabbouleh salad, I started doing a mung bean salad. I started doing a chicken curry instead of chicken tawuk. I kept the falafels on. Mm-hmm. I kept the lamb on. But I kept everything on, but I would just change one thing at a time. So when somebody came in and they said, well, I was really looking forward to the falafel, I would say, sorry, I'm not doing falafels, but I've got delicious samosas for you. I made some homemade samosas. And they were like, okay, we are here. We might as well stick around. Let's try the samosas. Once they had tasted the food, I knew that I would hook them in, because I knew that the food was so tasty and well done. I just needed to get them into the room in order to grab them.
And then the big turning point is a reviewer comes in from a local magazine, looks for butter chicken, wants the typical curry, and you don't have it, but you work the floor and you steer her into something else.
Yeah, so she comes in, it's a cold, wet November day, and she's looking for mainstream Indian food, butter chicken, chicken tikka masala. She wanted some tandoori naan, and I don't have any of that. And she's about to leave, and I kind of slightly convince her and says, do me a favor, just taste my food. You don't like it, you don't have to pay for it. I'm empty anyway. I might as well just give you this chicken curry, and you must enjoy it. It's a cold day, hopefully you'll like it. And so she comes in and she eats, she sits down and she eats finally, and she enjoys it, and she looks at me, and we have a little chat for half an hour. I mean, there's nobody in the restaurant. I was the only guy in the restaurant.
Nobody's
so,
there.
So it's like I have a conversation with her. There's nobody else I could talk to. And I actually hadn't spoken that evening since 4:30 to anybody till 7 o'clock that she came. I had waited empty in the restaurant for 3 hours. And she came in and she kind of liked the food and she walked away. She didn't say who she was. I had no idea who she was. I just thought, okay, she paid for her bill and she left. It's only like 3 weeks later she said, Vidge's is making its mark on Broadway, and she wrote a really positive review and she talked about the fact. And that was my turning point when I realized that I should actually come onto the floor and not be in the kitchen, because there was nobody who could sell my food better than I could. The idea is, if I come to your house and you took me straight to the dining table, I would be offended. I'd be like, Steve, let's hang out at the back, let's get hammered first and then eat. And that's the idea behind Vidge's, is that's who I am. As I said, I love going somewhere, having a cocktail, having something to eat. This idea of, going to the restaurant, reservation, sit down, eat and leave, I want to get away from it. I wanted to bring the Indian hospitality of love and say, okay, you have a cup of chai, then you walk in. So if you smell one of these spices, like now, for example, you can smell the cinnamon, because each and every spice here has been hand-roasted and hand-sifted, and you can actually smell it. And this is different than store-bought garam masalas or store-bought cumin seeds. because this is where the actual heart and soul of the curry is. This is what gives it. Potatoes can be great, yes, ingredients. So what the French would say, use the best stock, you know, you use the best meat. This is our meat. Little bit of chili, little turmeric, and I'm going to add the fenugreek to it.
Just a pinch, because it probably goes a long way.
It goes a long way. Just a little pinch of that. I will bring that to a boil a little bit. Once that's boiling, I have some little bit of the lamb that's marinated first. This is classic French learning. Mustard, sweet white wine, salt and pepper. That's it. Nothing else to it. I'm not adding anything to it. There's nothing Indian about this lamb. It's just totally lamb that has been marinated. What happens with white wine? It breaks down the protein a little bit. So the meat will just melt in your mouth.
So how long is this marinated?
So probably a day. So this was done during the daytime. Throw it on the grill. French way. Lamb is made separately. Potatoes are made separately. Sauce is made separately. All three things will be made separately, but they'll come together on a plate as if you're eating a French dish.
Looks like your sauce is boiling pretty well over there with the fenugreek in it.
Yeah, and it's looking nice and thin. You need to get it thickened up a little bit.
So a bed of the potatoes and the spinach, and then quite a bit of sauce around it. It's almost like a pool around it. Now you're just going to set the lamb lollipops around it.
Yeah, exactly. So the presentation is a little bit French in the sense the flavors are Indian and the style of cooking together. So none of the sauces or anything is muddled.
Yeah.
They're not overpowering. So you can still just have the lamb if you want. If you just want the sauce, you can have that. You can have the potatoes. No different than a French plate that you would get, you know, two broccolis, two carrots, a little bit of a beautiful cooked meat in that sense. So this is as simple, but still very elegant looking, and it's as Indian as you would get.
And what is that beautiful yellow color? Is that turmeric?
It's turmeric. It's that cooks down itself down with a little bit of the red chili in it, and it cooks itself down at that level. Oh,
gorgeous. It smells great, too.
Because I'm like that little, you know, grandmother, if you want to call it, that I just want to make sure that you're fed well, and that is important.